the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Sometimes the gambling gods smile down upon thee, and other times they give you a swift kick to the crotch. And that's exactly what occurred last night in the Philadelphia Eagles' brilliant, if you want to call it, depending upon what side of the ledge you're on, backdoor cover against the Seattle Seahawks. A BS Hail Mary deflection, one-handed reception by Richard Rodgers. And then, of course, they go for two. Because why? Why not go for two? And they secure the backdoor cover for those that had the Philadelphia Eagles plus 6.5. And sorry for those that were on the Seattle Seahawks, me included. Sorry for those that had Carson Wentz on the under, like we discussed yesterday on this podcast, 18.5 fantasy points. He was well under that total until that unexpected twist and turn, and it was a dagger straight to the heart, Lundy. So bad beat Central, man. It happens to us all. I've lost on half-court buzzer beaters. I've heard guys losing soccer plays off of, you know, goalpost shot. And now you experience it in a football Americano. It's just rough going. So you just grin, bear it, get back in the saddle, and try to get back out there the best that we can.
Yeah, that was a painful one, Brad. But I'll tell you what, if you were somebody that faded all of the rumblings about Jalen Hurts, because there were a few props out there for Hurts on passing yards,
yeah,
things like that. So if you faded the noise that was coming out of Philly before the game, then you probably did pretty good if you didn't buy into the hype. But man, I sat back and was watching that game last night just trying to figure out exactly what the Eagles are doing and why. And I know that Brian Griese was doing his best to defend what was taking place with Doug Peterson's team, but I have found myself scratching my head more than a few times during that contest.
Yeah, for the love of God, Doug Peterson, just start Jalen Hurts. You got nothing to lose. There's only one direction to go at this point, considering that you're doing backstrokes in a cesspool. I'm not going to get onto my soapbox about Hurts, but what I am about to get on the soapbox about are some of the picks today, because we got a loaded college basketball slate. We're also going to peer into the future and lock in some of our favorite early lines in the NFL. And we're going to do all that at DraftKings Sportsbook. And for us fans of college basketball, the DraftKings gods have gifted us a top-tier matchup between two powerhouses this upcoming weekend, Gonzaga and Baylor. And because of that spectacular one-on-one tilt, America's top-rated sportsbook app, the DraftKings Sportsbook has a can't-miss offer for all of the users, the new ones that are out there. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all college basketball fans who sign up now the chance to win $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win the Clash of the Titans. Plus, you'll get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code FTN. Here's all you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. Take the Zags. That's right. Bet $1 to win $100 and use that promo code FTN during sign-up to take advantage of these great offers for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to today's Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's look ahead here at the college, or not the college, the NFL gridiron. We will get to college basketball here in a moment and talk my Chicago Bears, who are swirling in the toilet bowl right now. This is a battle of the basement in the NFC North against the Detroit Lions. The total is at 45. And Lundy, I'm going to take the over on this one. You know, the Lions have gone over in 7-11 contests this season. The Bears flipping the script. They've been under in 7-11. But did you notice the Bears' defense, or lack thereof, against the arch-rival Green Bay Packers on Sunday night? They gave up. They have outright quit on Chuck Pagano and this coaching staff. And I think the Lions are going to go out there and be able to move the chains frequently from start to finish in this game, much like the first match way back in week one, which was a 27-23 come from behind victory for the Bears. The Lions this season, yeah, they're Hello Kitties when it comes to defense. 7.9 YP allowed, 2 passing touchdowns per game allowed, 4.62 yards per carry surrender the running back position, 21 total touchdowns just to RBs alone, and 165.6 total yards per game. The Bears have come unraveled a little bit in the trenches, giving up 4.14 yards per carry. If Akeem Hicks is not out there, you saw what Green Bay was able to do early in that contest, running Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams right up the gut. And with DeAndre Swift likely back for Detroit, they're going to have similar success. So I think this game's going to have some sneaky shootout appeal here, Lundy, like it was in the first matchup. I think it surges on the over 45. Fade or follow.
Wow, this is an interesting one, Brad, because you're jumping the opposite of what the public is doing here so far this week. We've got, 86% of the money, according to Sports Insight, already on the under here early in the week as of when we tape the pod. But you're right, this could be a sneaky shootout appeal here with a couple of teams whose defenses sort of look like they're sleepwalking just a little bit, like maybe there's still a little too much turkey from Thanksgiving and the tryptophan causing some issues. I could see this one getting up over the 45. I like the idea of fading the public early in this particular week and jumping on the over with this one. Maybe a surprise in the NFC North.
Pew, pew, pew. Take the over.
Number 4.
All right, let's talk about the Jets, because why not? The only reason you could muster 3 hours of hot Jets football action is by actually laying some cash down on one of these teams, and they're hosting the Las Vegas Raiders this week. And believe it or not, I'm going with the paper airplanes and the points at +7.5. Now, the Jets this season, a lousy 3-8 against the spread. Vegas, meanwhile, 7-4 ATS. But I think the Jets are going to be able to hang. You know, Sam Darnold, for only the second game this season, is going to have his full complement of wide receivers. Jamison Crowder is healthy. Rashad Perriman's been playing really well here these last three games. Denzel Mims is starting to come on. Hell, even Chris Herndon got involved in the scheme last week. Doesn't matter if they can run the ball effectively with the 10,000-year-old Frank Gore at running back. I think Sam Darnold will be able to take advantage of what Vegas gives him through the air. And the Raiders have allowed 270.8 pass yards per game, 18 touchdowns, and 11 contests. And they don't apply a whole lot of pressure. Number 3 in terms of the fewest or lowest blitz percentage at 19.2 in the league. That's what Las Vegas is currently sporting. So I think the back door is wide open in this one. And old Captain Hook, yar, is going to come into play. So give me the Jets +7. Am I crazy? Fade or follow?
Yes, you're crazy. without a doubt, I think you're crazy on this one. Here's what's funny though, is a lot of the bets so far early in the week are going after the Raiders. People believing that, you know, the Jets are just on their way to 0-16, on their way to the number one pick, on their way to Trevor Lawrence, all of those kinds of things. And so people are jumping on the Raiders. Brad, I don't think this is necessarily a bad idea for the Jets to sneak in with a backdoor cover. I just think this number might actually get bigger if people keep dropping coin on the Raiders at this point early in the week. So I'll tell you what, just because I do think you're crazy, and sometimes that's what this podcast is all about, I'll follow you on this one because of the hook. I feel like this could be a 6-point, maybe a touchdown game, and that hook, just like it did last night with the insanity of the backdoor cover in the Monday Night Football game, I could totally see that happening again between the Raiders and Jets. I think Las Vegas is on a really good trajectory. I just don't think they're quite there yet, and therefore the Jets could keep this interesting.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Number 3.
All right, it's time for our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. If you've not gone there yet, what are you waiting for? Log on now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And you sign up as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's really simple. It's more or less. It is over or under on your favorite player props. Parlay them together in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you win, the more you cash for this holiday season. You know, put some wonderful gifts under the tree for the missus, for the mister, and for the kiddos as well. Even your pup deserves it all. If you win right now at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's talk about a are you ready for some Wednesday afternoon football? Very strange times indeed. I think exemplary of 2020 that we're going to have a 3:40, 3:30, some mid-afternoon kickoff Eastern time for this vagabond game that is the Pittsburgh Steelers and Baltimore Ravens. I think it's going to be played. I hope it's going to be played. And Gus Edwards right now at monkeyknifeeye.com is sitting at 57.5 rush yards. Now, earlier in the week when this game was supposed to be played, actually last week on Thanksgiving, way over. Sunday, way over. Monday, way over. Tuesday, way over. But the problem is, because J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram have now bought time, they are cleared to return off the COVID list. So this backfield is now very complicated as a result. Now, Edwards did go over the first matchup with relative ease, and the Steelers have given up 4.62 yards per carry, the running back position, in their last five games. So they've come unraveled a little bit there in the trenches, but still it is a hot mess in this offensive backfield. And with RG3 and not Lamar Jackson at the controls, I think the Steelers are going to be plugging those gaps early and often. So I am under on Gus Edwards, 57.5 rush yards, fade or follow.
I like anybody that would try to blame us for wavering on this one a little bit. Hey, wait a minute. Last week you were all over Gus Edwards in the over, and now all of a sudden you change. Yeah, well, welcome to 2020, folks, and welcome to COVID, because Brad's exactly right. Back last week when we thought it was essentially the Gus bus and that was it that Baltimore was going to have in the backfield, yes, of course you're going to be on Gus Edwards, especially after what he had done previously, as you said. But now you look at the fact that the entire roster is different by the time they play this game, if they're even able to play it on Wednesday. So at this point, you've got to switch gears here, and you've got to take the under on Gus Edwards. Very different from what we had last week, obviously, when we were previewing this game, expecting a little Thursday night nap while we were watching. No, you can't do that now. Now you got to switch gears because those other guys are back. So I agree with you. This went from an over, without a doubt, to an under as we play in the afternoon so that everyone can watch the Rockefeller Christmas special on NBC, right? Because that's why they're doing this in the afternoon. And that tells you the priority of the TV ratings right there.
Yeah, RG3, not must-see TV.
Number two.
All right, let's go to the college hardwood. And we got a couple of colossal matchups on primetime television tonight. And let's start off with Kentucky against Kansas. And DraftKings Sportsbook is actually offering an odds boost for those in legal markets. So you can get on this on the money line, plus 200 in either direction, just to win straight up. And by the way, I take Kansas, and I also take Kansas -3. You know, the Jayhawks have, in the early season, a couple of games against Gonzaga and also St. Joe's, blistering the nets from outside, making it rain from downtown, shooting 44.7% beyond the arc. Braun and Agbaji, Braun 7-11, Agbaji 4-9 from distance. I think the pressure defense that Kansas can exert in this game is going to be problematic for a Kentucky club that is wet behind the ears, very green. 24.8 offensive turnover percentage so far, Lundy, against Morehead State and Richmond. And Richmond just blasted him with backdoor cuts and from the outside as well. Plus Kentucky just laying bricks, really building skyscrapers from beyond the arc, shooting 23.1% on the young year. I think Kansas has more experience. I think they're better balanced overall. And I just think they're the better team at this point very early on in the season. I think Kansas could win this game by 10+. So give me the Jayhawks -3 and definitely take advantage of that odds boost.
Yeah, absolutely. Jump on that odds boost when you can. As I tell folks, even if you're just kind of a casual bettor, always worth it to be checking in at DraftKings, within the app, because sometimes those odds boosts pop up when you least expect them, and they're fun to be able to take advantage of. I'm going to follow you on this one. I like KU to be able to win. What did Kentucky have, Brad? 21 turnovers, I think, in their loss.
Yeah, that's correct.
To Richmond.
Yep.
And, you know, you take a Bill Self team, a Bill Self coached team, and you give them the opportunity to take advantage of turnovers, and I think that they can get out. I don't know that this is one, Brad, where they sit on a double-digit lead for, you know, the entirety of the game, but I do think they get out to a lead and they just kind of hold on to it and hold Kentucky off. You're right. Still trying to, sort of get their feet about them. Kentucky is, this is what they do. You've talked about it before. Start off a little slow in the season, then start to, click by the time they get closer and closer to the tournament. So I think at this point, early in the season, this is a Kansas team that you can back, and, you know, the -3, perfect. perfect, but if you want to take advantage of that odds boost, get into DraftKings today.
Yeah, rock that chalk.
Number one.
All right, another battle of the Blue Bloods here on Tuesday. Michigan State playing Duke in a neutral environment. This is going to be in Cameron Indoor, but everything's a neutral environment, to be honest with you right now. It's not like it's going to have the same energy it normally would with the Cameron Crazies in there. But I'm going to take Sparty here, plus +4 against the Blue Devils. We mentioned the turnover woes for the University of Kentucky in their last matchup against Richmond. Same applied to Duke, but against Coppin State. Go Mocs. The Blue Devils turned it over 22 times in that game, only shot 40% from the charity stripe. Jalen Johnson had 19-19, absolutely a diaper dandy freshman sensation. But I think Hauser and Henry can neutralize him in the paint, or at least hang tough there. And I think it's going to be the perimeter game of Tom Izzo's club with Lawyer, with Langford, with Watts. 35% of Michigan State's points through these first two games has come beyond the arc. So if Duke doesn't get out there and really defend the perimeter well, Michigan State could shoot themselves to a victory and a handsome payout on the money line. But to play it safe, I'm going to take Michigan State plus +4. They are nails tough always inside, and I think they can neutralize, again, the interior play of Duke, which is the clear strength of this young and largely inexperienced team. So fade or follow for Shizu My Izzo and company at plus +4.
Well, after following four straight, you know I got to fade you at least once. I'm going to fade you on this one. Tom Izzo is 2-12 against Krzyzewski. There's just something about the matchup between these two guys that Coach K winds up getting the best of him. So I'll tell you what, even though there's no fans, even though you don't get the Cameron Crazies, even though you don't get all of that, I'm going to go ahead and take Duke, and I'm going to give up the points. And part of it, Brad, is just because you know me. It pains me. It hurts my heart when I have to follow you five times. So I better find some spot that I want to be able to throw in a speed bump, and this is going to be it.
Especially when you're backing Duke.
Hey, I saw this great stat, actually. This is the 50th time at Cameron that there has been a matchup of two top 10 teams.
Wow.
50
wow.
times that this has happened at Cameron, and Duke has won 33 of the previous 49. So I'm backing Duke, but I'm backing it with some history on my side.
Well, I hope 34 does not occur for my wallet's sake. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade That Always podcast. Please follow Nate Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Check out me at Noisy Huevos, and check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, FTNBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.